Hello.
Hello.
Justin, there seemed to be quite a celebration afterwards in the locker room. The top coughing up on your shoulders.
Who told you that?
What was that all about?
I don't know. I think we got a little carried away. But, I mean, it's a big win. You know, obviously, coming in this place and getting a win, considering how good that team is and what they've done here in the last, 20 games, it was a big win. And to win it in the fashion that we wanted, it brings back memories. So, we was kind of happy about it.
What memories does it bring back?
Well, we all know what memories.
You saw Eli Manning obviously step up.
Yep.
And do that, talk about memories there. Can you talk a little bit about what he's done for this offense this team this season?
Well, I think he told all of our New York media a few months ago that he was an elite quarterback, and he just continues to improve. I mean, to prove it. I think he was right when he said it. Considering, some of the weapons that he didn't have today to come out and lead us to another victory. I mean, he's playing. I've been here 7 years with him. I would dare to say he's probably playing his best ball. In those 7 years.
Better than the Super Bowl run?
I think so.
Justin, what do you think of the signs in the stands that said Eli's not the quarterback?
You should go ask them how they feel about it now.
Defensively, you kept the Patriots pretty much in check for much of the game. Talk about the defensive strategy and plan today.
It's funny. All of us defensive guys are kind of bummed out. Obviously we got the win. We had the opportunity there to kind of shut them out in their fourth quarter and secure the win there. But I just feel as though we played it consistent. It's been games where we've kind of had some spurts of playing really well, and then for some reason or another we just looked like we'd never played together before. Today I think we was consistent, and that's a great offense. Considering what we was able to do today to kind of slow them down a little bit. Obviously, you're not going to stop them, but to slow them down and kind of, make him think, twice about doing something. He looked like he was, up at the line of scrimmage, he looked like he was a little bit uncomfortable with some of his reads, and he took his time at the line of scrimmage checking and doing things like that. And that's when you're giving him some things that, maybe he hasn't seen before, or he's confused a little bit about it. So I think Coach Few had a great plan in it. We did a good job executing it.
After you guys beat Philly, and Philly, you said, hey, some of us need to see this to believe what we can do. What does a win like this do for you guys?
Well, I think we're way past that. I think this win just, it just proves that, this team is starting to come together. We're nowhere near where we can be, but, to beat one of the elite teams in the league like the Patriots are on their home field, with them coming off a loss, that's big. But it doesn't get any easier for us. So, we'll enjoy this for now. But we got a tough one next week and the week after that and the week after that. So, for us, man, if we can get these wins rolling, we just got to, consider it a blessing for the day and move on. And that's what we're going to try to do this week. I don't know. I think you had the opportunity to ask him that when he steps up here, but I know he feels good about it. Obviously he does. He call it what it is. He just beat, probably the best quarterback in the league in his house. Obviously you'll feel good about that. So, but I think he'll be able to elaborate on it more than I would.
Yeah, you were kind of smiling as she was asking the question.
I'm just happy. Yep. See, I'm smiling while you was asking that question.
So if your quarterback is answering questions about being elite, do you think this team has answered some questions about whether or not it can be considered among the elite teams?
No, we'll have an opportunity to answer that coming up. But I think we're close. But I've always told y'all, it doesn't matter what you do in November. Nobody's going to remember what we did in November. Nobody's going to remember what we did in December. It's all about getting back to that Super Bowl and winning that. And when you do that, that's when you're elite. We don't play this game to be second best, third, or whatever. So if you're not holding up that trophy at the end of the year, you're not elite. That's my opinion.
Justin, you said in the other room that you'd have more, you could elaborate more on the signs that you guys might have seen about Eli beyond him being pish-posh.
I'll just say this. You... I wish you had the opportunity to go ask the people that had that sign, the people that had those signs up, and ask them what they think about our quarterback now. I guarantee you they might not tell you, but to quote one of our captains in Elite, Matt, and Eli Manning, you can't spell elite without him. So, it's E-L-E. It may E-L-I in the beginning of it. So, and I'm saying it because he's here. So, he'll feel all gullible when he get up here. He might say some things to y'all when he get up here. So I'm kind of just, I'm giving y'all an alley-oop here. So take it.
You talked about Ray being a little uncomfortable. How much different kind of stuff did you try to throw at him compared to what you know?
I think we was just all on one page. It's been times where, that offense has started that hurry up and getting in and out of that huddle so quickly that it's hard to get a call in and get everybody on the same page. And he does a great job, maybe the best in the league of looking at a defense and knowing what the weakness is and exploiting that. I think we did a good job of disguising. And, by the time he snapped the ball, he probably knew where, he was going with the football or where he needed to go to the football. But, just watching film on him, I think he spent more time at the line of scrimmage checking today than he had, all year. And, that's a credit to, again, the scheme we had in the day and the fact that we played, 11 guys playing as one. But, I don't know if we rallied him. I don't know if we did that. I just felt as though we kind of just slowed down that offense a little bit.
Justin, when you're watching Eli drive down the field on the sideline, what's going through your mind?
Last question.
I'm actually about to throw up on myself because I was sick to my stomach because us as a defense didn't stand up and stop the Patriots for that. But I mean, it's funny, seeing Eli and his gang go up and down the field. We don't even get nervous anymore. It's like we expect him to go down and get a touchdown. So honestly, while we was on the sideline, I wasn't even watching the game. I was talking about some plays that we had missed some opportunities with our defense, and it was kind of just like, damn, Eli's going to get him again. We could have had the opportunity to get him. But, you don't even think about it. You just had that confidence in him.
Thanks, Justin.
No problem.